This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Hey, yo. Inside the 1 a.m. hour on the fan in New York. 101.9 FM, 660 AM, WFAN.com, streaming on the free Odyssey app and live streaming on YouTube, WFAN YouTube. I see you guys in the chat. Behave, behave. I don't know how Kamala Harris's name entered the chat already. I don't know why y'all beefing already, man. See, this is what happens. The Yankees lose. They kill all the vibes. The Mets lose. They kill all the vibes. People are asking who you voted for in the chat, coming at people's necks. I appreciate the chat, though. I call the chat now the Night Watch. This is the overnight. Me into C-Mac, and let's hit as many calls as we can this hour. I'm done venting. You guys bring up what you want to bring up, what you saw from the game. It's one game. Take the series tomorrow. It's just unfortunate, right? Because as soon as you want to believe, as soon as you start to feel good about these guys, they show you. They told you. This is who we are. This is what we do. You know, me with the roller coaster analogy, I'm still in the amusement park. I'm watching the ride go around and around and up and down. And then it gets to that Devin Williams part of the ride. And my homies are texting me like, hey, we're in line to get back on the ride. We got off when you got off, but we're in line. We're saving you a spot. And I'm saying, go ahead. Go ahead, bro. I'll let you know when I'm getting in line to get back on the ride. When it's a new season, maybe. When it's the postseason, it's a new season. But right now, in this regular season, bro, they are going to continue doing what they do. They are the smartest guys in the room. They are the New York Yankees. Anthony Volpe is their homegrown, drafted, and developed shortstop. And you just wait. You just wait till he kills it offensively. It's going to happen. And Devin Williams is a guy that Brian Cashman had his eyes on for years, and he gave up Caleb Durbin for him, Nestor Cortez for him. And no, he's not the closer that was promised, but he's still high leverage. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. My guy Avery in St. Louis back on the fan. What's up, kid?
Hey, Keith. It's been a little while, but I need to make a point right here. How are you, by the way?
I'm good.
You touch on everything very well, and you calmed me down a little bit. But I was furious when I called the line. But just the whole, I understand that it's not anything new for us to see umpires getting involved in games, and umpires ultimately dictating the results of those games. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at least this season, whether not even just in the major leagues, across the world of baseball, we see in the minor leagues too, these umpires are too involved. The parameter for ejection is so slim, And it is, I cannot, it's inconceivable. Like, it's just so, but I can't even, I just can't, Keith. I cannot.
The parameter
is. You can't change your strike zone midway through the game, bait the umpire, and then he says something out of the corner of his mouth that you can't hear just because he said the word you to you when he came up.
You can't talk back.
Crazy.
You ever get thrown out of class? You probably never got thrown out of class. You're a good kid.
I don't.
But there was some things that you couldn't say or do with the teacher where that's it. You're gone. Get your books and go. Go to the principal's office. And I feel like these umpires, they have a very quick, as quick of a hook as Aaron Boone should have. These guys, they have a quicker hook as far as you're gone. Don't challenge me. I am God. You don't question God. You don't say anything to me. So it is what it is, man. We got to deal with it until.
Well, what is it with? I understand that it's two different things.
They also know that their time is up, bro. They also know that these guys are about to get challenged, and then the next step is they're going to get replaced. They might actually put Johnny Five behind the dish. They might actually put Wally. I can't think of any other robots. Megatron. They might actually put some robots behind the plate.
I get that, but I don't want to rationalize any of the decisions these guys make. And I recognize it's two different things, right? If the Yankees not pitching well enough, Williams can't have that performance. As you said, he shouldn't even be in that spot. I don't understand what logic puts him in that spot. What makes a tie game lower leverage than a one-run lead? And also, I understand that Duvall, he has to locate his pitches. However, you cannot be the official in the game, as you said, and not care when the catcher from the team playing tells you that Duvall has trouble speaking English.
That's
and he
ridiculous.
One pitch
that
isn't
like,
working.
That has to be sent to Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball, that this guy ignored that. Like, Wells talked about it. Like, we have one pitch com. That's stupid to me. Like, that is like, it is so ignorant. Like, for the umpire to ignore something like that, it's crazy. Thanks for the call, Avery. It's crazy. This guy, Walsh, is he's going to be very popular when umpire scorecards come out because, you know, in a one-run game, as it ended 8-7, and, I mean, it really wasn't that, but, like, in a one-run game, Brian Walsh made a lot of calls that affected the outcome of that game, and I think majority of them went in the favor of the Houston Astros. Mike is in Flatbush on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Keith? I make no bones about it. I'm a casual. So, all the criticisms that you levy at the Yankees, you and Bruce and everybody else, completely valid. But for somebody who's, I got my streaming platform. I'm getting into the stretch of the season. I'm watching games. And they make it impossible. I mean, if you are not going to have the ABS, just take the graphic overlay off of the screen. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. The umpires screw up. Millions of people are seeing them screw up calls that change the whole course of the at-bat. So I see that the Umpire Association has a CBA through whatever it is, 2029. And they are on their way out, and I'm reading about the ABS and how it is it's kind of a different zone, and I know there's going to be an adjustment, but it kills it. Like I can't watch people screw up, and these guys are pitching. I know that they're fallible, right? But it must be dispiriting when you're on the mound, you're struggling, and Houston is. That was a playoff atmosphere. I mean, that's a hostile place. And you're not getting the calls that legitimately you should be getting. I mean, it's frustrating.
Thanks for the call, Mike. It's Yankees versus the umps. You got to beat the Houston Astros and you got to beat the umpires. But, that's not new. Like I said, from the savages in the box, from Boone showing up that young umpire, they sent the memo out, hey, don't do the Yankees any favors. Then when you get Brian Walsh, who's a whole Red Sox fan, and now Yankees Twitter has hit his Facebook to uncover pictures of him at Fenway, pictures of him in Red Sox gear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this one's funny, too. There's a picture of him in Red Sox gear at Fenway, and the caption reads, "I'm a loyal Dodger fan, but Fenway Park was an awesome experience." Bro, what? Why are you wearing a Red Sox shirt at Fenway writing a caption, "I'm a loyal Dodgers fan"? And then there's another picture of you with a, like, I don't know, man. I just think that, like, there's always a Yankee agenda. People hate the Yankees. And then those guys get behind the dish, and they're literally not doing the Yankees any favors. And, you know, he's trying to even up the series. And, yeah, the Yankees shouldn't have let it come to that. You can't blame the officials for everything. The Yankees shouldn't have let it come to that. But they did. And that's a loss. And now, when you could have taken the series, you know, you're in a situation where, I don't know, Christian Javier, we'll see what version of him shows up tomorrow, tonight. My guy, Javi, just sent from StatMuse, Christian Javier has a record of 1-1 with an ERA of 1.99 and 39 strikeouts in six appearances versus the Yankees in his career. That's why I don't know the numbers, but I'm like, I've seen him shove against the Yankees. I've seen him dominate. Yankees. So, let's go, Carlos Rodon. Let's go, Carlos Rodon. And then going back to what Mike says, it's funny, right? And this is just, like, it's perfect timing. Mike says, "I can't watch." It is super frustrating, like, rooting for your team and, like, rooting for Devin Williams. Like, the Devin Williams experience sucks. Like, watching Devin Williams pitch is trash. Like, it's I sink into my couch. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. I just don't want to go through this Devin Williams stuff anymore, but we have to. And they're going to do it in October, too. That's going to be gut-wrenching when he blows it in October. But, like, he's a guy with the movement on his pitches. Like, they got to give him some. They got to help him. Come on, Blue. And they're not helping. But for Mike to say, like, you know, he says he's casual. And I don't care if you're a casual, diehard, whatever, if you do this for a living, if you just got into this, whatever, everybody's welcome. And we all have eyes, but I think the sport with the most casuals is the NFL. And here we are on now the first day of the NFL season. And if you've listened to me on The Fan or follow me online, what do I always say? Hashtag NFL bogus. The NFL is bogus as hell. You're going to see some bogus ass pass interference calls, and you're going to keep watching the game. You're going to see some bogus ass roughing the passer calls. You're going to keep watching the game. You're going to see some men down the field, some illegal formation, some just things that you're like, yo, what? They keep stopping the game, flag on the play. Yep. And you're going to eat it up. You're going to be so happy that football is back until you see all these damn penalties, especially in week one. Wait for it. Remember I said that when you're watching the game Sunday and the Jets have penalties and the Giants have penalties. All these teams are going to have false starts, offsides, illegal formations, pass interference, because now it's live, right now it's real. No call, letting them play, not calling pass interference, a guy getting mugged. Roughing the passer is the worst. Like, It's so pansy. Like, we've gotten this level now in the NFL. Like, when I was growing up, man, they were knocking guys like Steve Young and Troy Aikman's head off. Now you can't even put two hands and push a guy. So, yeah, get ready for that. And they'll never change that. What they did introduce in the NFL, like now, right, and this is similar to the automatic balls and strike system, like, you won't see any BS spots where, like, Josh Allen gets the first down, but then he didn't get the first down, but it's like, I could have sworn he got the first down. Like, they have introduced now in the NFL that, like, laser, you know, first down marker instead of the, archaic chain gang where, oh, here we go, let's walk out the chains, let's put this marker down, let's stretch out the chains, one inch short. Like, now we'll actually have that. I'm happy about that. ABS ASAP. Robbie and Lennox is on the fan next. Hello, Robbie.
It's time to play stupid games, win stupid prizes. First of
a bunch of them. Yankees, they live in the stupid-ass carnival with a bunch of stupid-ass prizes this year.
It's great to hear Bruce and Flossie. We go back 45 years on the Autobus Junior program on WABC when I was in high school.
That's
Bruce
awesome.
Was a little, it's amazing. Yeah,
that's cool.
Going back to the great Autobus Junior, but may he rest in peace. Anyway. I can't take it anymore. First of all, let's start with the offense. All right, this team, can they ever do anything but hit home run? I want to talk about the inning. It's the fifth inning, I believe. Second and third. Okay, nobody out. Here comes Mister. He's real fine. My 209. Here comes Anthony Volpe again. What's he going to do again? Not put the ball in play. Can we play like you just suggested? Can we play Caballero? Why does this guy have to start? He's killing us. So what do? We score one run in that inning, 4-1. But here's what kills me, too. I mean, Weaver can't get anybody out, right? So now Luke is having problems. But you know what? I'll give Weaver a break because most of the time Weaver's really good. But why in the world, Keith, is Devin – as soon as Devin Williams is like – it should have been like the old Warner Wolf. Hey, folks, turn your sets off right now like this. Here comes Devin Williams. I'm like going, how is he going to blow this game? Why do I even want to watch this? Because they know it's going to be a problem. But here's where I can't stand Boone. Why do you leave him in the damn game? Why can't Tim Hill come in to pitch to the left-hander? Why can't you get Williams out of there after he walks the guy? He gives up a double and then walks the guy. Why can't you bring in Tim Hill, a ground ball pitcher that gets a double play, Keith? Can you explain that to me? And I'm
David Bednar. Send David Bednar in there for five outs, man.
Exactly. So why can't you do that? Why can't you put Bednar in? He hasn't pitched in days, right? Why can't you do that? And the other thing is, okay, look, I love Aaron Judge. I know you love Aaron Judge, too. But, Aaron, it's time to get back in the outfield. I'm tired of this elbow issue.
Right.
Enough already. Okay, enough. Please, I can't stand it. But Boone kills him. Everything he does, I'm telling you, Keith, you know, look, I love the Yankees. I've been in love with this team since 1968. But they will never win a World Series as long as Aaron Boone, okay, is managing this team, okay? As long as this team cannot make contact in situations, okay, and not put the ball in playing situations and foul up things like bringing in Duvall to do things like balking and, like, throwing wild pitches and all this garbage. I mean, look at what the Astros did in what?
Pitchcom not working. It's nonsense. It's just like, it's not clean. It's not buttoned up. Thanks for the call, Robbie. It sucks to watch. They literally unravel, and it's like, yep, there they are again. Fooled you against the White Sox for a bit, huh? There they are again. Got you all pumped up against the Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Rays. Oh, they just bludgeoned the Nationals. So, like, I don't know if you were paying attention to me over the last, like, one, I was off for a bunch of days, but I didn't care. I can't get up for that. That doesn't do anything for me that you're beating up on these teams that are out of it. They're not playing for anything. 888-808-1019. Tough day. Tough day. Today you learned that Red Zone is going to have commercials. It's just a tough day. Like, it will not be 7 hours of commercial-free football. They're gonna hit you with the Whopper, Whopper, Junior, Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. Gregory's in Atlanta on the fan. What's up, Gregory?
Hey, Keith. I missed you last week. I was listening on the radio. Didn't get to give you your flowers on your anniversary. You know, I've been wishing you a happy anniversary.
I remember
back in the day when Steve Summers passed the torch to you.
Yeah, shout out to Steve. Shout out to Steve. Happy to be in year four.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, what I really wanted to say to you was welcome to the multiverse. Connected Yankees.
Yep. Clay Holmes pitched for the Mets today, and Carlos Mendoza went and got him. I'm like, this guy went to the Aaron Boone School of Managing.
Well, he was a bench coach, but here's the funny thing, which kind of found fascinating. This wasn't the first time that things kind of went awry with Clay Holmes, like in the fifth or sixth inning. And there's always those tells when he starts walking. And Mendoza always seems hesitant to want to pull him. And then the whole experiment with Hensley, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
For one, like I said, I think the Yankees and the Mets are really in parallel universe right now when it comes to the manager and the decision. It just baffles me. I'm going to do this real quick. The game we won against the Mets won against the Marlins, the 19-run game.
Yeah, Jonah Thomas.
Why is he putting in a position player? Position players are used when you get your ass whooped. I never understood that. I mean, you know, my brothers, we're like looking at each other like,
yeah, get what? Somebody else some work. Somebody's got to be up for, like, it's got to be their lane or their day to their throw day.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's hopefully they'll figure it out, but I'm not comfortable with Mendoza talking about, well, we got to keep working so he can figure it out.
There's only like 20 games left. Gregory, I'm talking about, like, I'm glad that they're finally done with Kodai Senga. I would suggest they do the same with Sean Manaea, but, like, what are you talking about? We got to get him right. We got to help him out. Like, like, what else do you need to see? It's not working. It wasn't a good trade. You don't have any more games to blow behind the arm of Ryan Helsley. He's a liability every single time out. Like, the numbers that came out on Helsley today were laughable. They didn't make sense. Like, 13% of his earned runs, almost 14% of his earned runs in his career have come as a New York Met. He hasn't even been here. He's been here a month.
Crazy. Well, hey, Keith, I just want to thank you once again for taking my call, as always. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for the call, Greg, down in the A. Yeah, we'll squeeze in a little Mets here. 13.6% of Ryan Helsley's career earned runs have come as a Met, but only 3.5% of Ryan Helsley's career innings pitched have come as a Met. He has literally just got into the Mets uniform, and it has been a disaster. I wouldn't want to do that anymore. I would cut ties. There's no time. He's a rental. He's not re-signing. I saw people talking about, oh, well, you got to get rid of Hell's Bells. Did they play Hell's Bells at Comerica Park? Did they cut the lights out in the day game and put fire on the big screen? No. And he still did the same thing. It's not the intro. Did he tell the Mets, hey, you know, only way I'm pitching in Citi Field is if you give me my Hell's Bells intro that, you know, that I got from St. Louis. No, I'm sure the Mets said, oh, yeah, you know, Narco, you know, with the trumpets, we need something else. Ryan Helsley has allowed 14 earned runs and 11 innings pitched as a Met. He's got 11.45 ERA. He allowed 12 earned runs and 36 innings pitched as a Cardinal. A 3.0 ERA is way different out there. The Cardinals, this year specifically, their attendance is way down. It's like spring training out there. There's nobody there. I mean, you come to Citi Field, I mean, place is rocking now. Steve Cohen challenged the Met fan, and the Met fan said, we got Juan Soto. I'll buy some season tickets. 43,000 people there. I mean, he's getting rock regardless, like Queens or wherever, bro. And what I was saying about Mendoza, because I was listening to the game, I was in the gym, and let me go back to make sure that I am correct here. But I'm pretty sure he took out Clay Holmes, which he had to take out Clay Holmes. We all know Clay Holmes has hit a wall, yada yada yada, whatever. But like, he took out Clay Holmes, and then the other guy that they got, Gregory Soto, that they got at the trade deadline, he ended up giving it up. Let me see. Yeah, pitching change. Gregory Soto replaces Clay Holmes. Wild pitch by Gregory Soto. Colt Keith to third. Kerry Carpenter to second. Riley Green singles on a ground ball to center fielder Jeff McNeil. Colt Keith scores. Kerry Carpenter scores. 3-1, Tigers. Now, the Tigers are a first-place team. They're one of the better teams in baseball. Like, I didn't think the Mets were going in there and sweeping them, but, like, you didn't give the Mets a chance to make it happen. As I call them the make-it-happen Mets, they didn't have an opportunity. to rally. That game ended up, you know, that game ended up 3-2. Mark Vientos singles on a line drive to left. Juan Soto scores. What's up with Soto? Like, he just, I think he just gets too crafty in his head. Why are you bunting? why you always got to lay down a bunt? You just got to show us, like, hey, I've got this tool in my arsenal. I can lay down a bunt single and then get picked off. Anyway, you know, that game was within a run where I'm thinking, oh, the Mets, like, the Mets can come back. The way the Mets have been hitting, they scored 22 runs in two games. Like, they have so many hitters, they're due for, you know, an offensive explosion late in this game to steal this game, sweep them so that I know it's real. And they weren't able to get that opportunity because in the seventh, Ryan Helsley replaces Gregory Soto and Colt Keith singles. Gleyber Torres walks. Kerry Carpenter homers. He's like, bruh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, what is going on? He only throws two pitches. And the four-seam fastball, I don't care if he's throwing it 105. It's flat. They hit it. And the slider, that was his put-away pitch. And he's not able to locate that. So, you got a problem with this dude, man. You got a problem with this dude. And Juan Soto should have robbed that Kerry Carpenter home run. He took one away the day before in the same area. I don't know what the hell Juan Soto was doing. Did y'all see that? I know you saw it. Juan Soto was like turned around the opposite way. He looked like, I don't know what he looked like. He looked like he was doing like a, like the Shaq logo. Yeah. I'm like, bro, let me pause this. That ball hit, I'm looking at it right now. Where that ball hit, Juan Soto could have robbed that if he tracked it the right way. Bro, he was doing the jump, man. I'm about to screenshot that, put that out there. Both his heels kicked his butt. He had his back turned. I'm like, that was low enough where if Juan Soto breaks on that the right way, tracks that the right way, he was in the right spot. Yeah, I'm frame by frame. Soto, come on, bro. Soto. If Soto robs that, it's da-na-na, da-na-na. Oh, my. Juan Soto's the greatest. Juan Soto's not having a down year. What down season? Did you see Juan Soto rob that Kerry Carpenter home run? No. No. It skipped out. 888-808-1019. Did you see that plus defender in right field for the New York Yankees? Yeah, Belly. More and more, I'm just like, he has to get signed. And I can't wait to see Belly in the postseason. Of course, Trent Grisham, after Trent Grisham had the grand slam, and we're all talking about him, Trent Grisham goes 0 for 4, 3 Ks. Who else have we not talked about tonight? Luke Weaver, I mean, and Fernando Cruz. Fernando Cruz still working his way back. I'm fine with Fernando Cruz. Like, I don't expect these guys to be perfect. I don't expect these guys to be perfect. And like they're going like Yordan Alvarez is a demon, bro. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Jeremy Payne, like these guys are good hitters. But yeah, I mean Fernando Cruz gave up one. Jose Altuve grounded out. And then Luke Weaver just I don't know. That game, I was fine with it being tied. Like I said, it had postseason energy. I felt like, okay, win a tight game, right? You won a 7-1 game. Now show me you can beat them in a game that gets tight a little bit. You were expecting them to get off the mat and fight back in their own place. But I don't know. Like I said, I also came in that game thinking this is a fractured clubhouse. Like, Salazar should have thrown hands with Framber Valdez, but he probably didn't want, like, Framber Valdez doesn't look like the type that you want to throw hands with. He looks like a bully. That's why he was able to cross bro up and hit him with the fastball right in his, ooh. And then he said, oh, I apologize. We got crossed up. That was the pitch I wanted. No. Everybody saw what it was. If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Phil's in Sheepshead Bay before we break. Phil, you're on the fan.
Hi, Keith. You know, I'm so frustrated. Sometimes I'm wondering, do the Mets have a real manager? This guy has to know what's going on with Helsley. Puts him in a key situation. And there goes the game down the drain.
Similar to Aaron Boone.
He pulled something like that a week ago,
too. He's doing what the general manager, president of baseball operations wants him to do. David Stearns acquired this guy. They want to get the return on investment. They want to get the version of Ryan Helsley that they thought that they were getting, and it hasn't been there, but they're going to keep going to the well. And
well, it's a big minus as far as I'm concerned.
I know. I wouldn't put him in a high leverage situation, a tie game, a close game. I would throw him in the Jonathan
game. And the junk pitcher, right.
Yeah.
That's all I would do. You know, he pulled something like that a week or two ago, and I said to myself, once this guy came in, I forgot who it was. I said, this game is gone. Sure enough, a double, two-run score, the Mets lose. You know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. The guy's ERA, I mean, it's like two football scores. I'm going to leave you with that. Have a good evening.
Thanks for the call, Phil. He's cooked, bro. He's cooked. Ryan Helsley, what the hell? What the hell's he? Like, he's terrible. He can throw hard. But, like, these are major league hitters. And the one thing they say about major league hitters is you got to be able to hit the fastball. And they have these machines that can simulate 100 miles an hour Ryan Helsley four-seam fastball. And those guys are waiting for it. They're waiting for it. And he's throwing it in the zone, and it's getting rocked. And it's like, well, there goes the neighborhood. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Call me up. We're going to continue talking about the Yankees and the Mets. And I'll mix in more jokes about red zone and some football stuff. I am excited to see the Tush Push back in action. Yeah, right. Tush Push boy and Saquon Barkley, the number one player in the NFL. I can't believe they let the Eagles sign that, man. Yep, here we go. Go Birds, go Birds, go Birds. Like, we're about to get right back into all that nonsense. The most punchable face coach in the NFL, Nick Sirianni, and the Eagles, and we're going to have to watch their whole banner celebration. And yep, football's back. Keith McPherson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Another fan. I'll be right back.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, I'm here. On YouTube dancing so the chat can see me get my bop off. Hey, 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 hey. Just gotta show people sometimes you got a little rhythm, you know? I'll be back with the football wraps too. Working on that. Week one coming. You know, thinking about putting bars together, and I'm thinking about this Jet situation, right? AVT down. It's just like, come on, bro. You know, like, and I've been trying to be positive about the Aaron Glenn era and trying to tell Jets fans, like, going with no expectations. And it's just like these reoccurring themes for the Jet fan. And, like, you know, even today, you know, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't even say the word Jets. He's downplaying it. He's just talking about it's week one. But you know he's got a chip on his shoulder. Like, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's got a chip on his shoulder from, you know, when he went to junior college, and then he went to Cal, and then, you know, he wasn't drafted in the top picks in the first round, and he had a chip on his shoulder against the Packers because they drafted Jordan Love, and they didn't draft him any wide receivers. And if you don't think he's coming in here trying to embarrass Aaron Glenn and Darren Mugi in their first, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be able to, but I do know. I don't know. He was looking pretty slow in that video. One thing I will say, it's a lock that Sixburg is in the building. It's a guarantee. There's going to be a ton of Steelers fans, and they're not traveling from Western Pennsylvania. They're here already. Like, I remember going, shout out to Uncle Mike. I remember going with Uncle Mike to a Pittsburgh Steelers chapter in Jersey City where they watch games on Sundays, and it's two floors, and it's all Steelers fans. And like those terrible towels, they travel. And they, like, you know, they travel well because they're everywhere. So, you know, I'm hearing the reports about how many tickets have been sold. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of Steelers fans that live in the tri-state area, not Western Pennsylvania, that are going to be at that game. So, man, Justin Fields better have something to prove. Justin Fields better be ready to go. And he's got familiarity with those guys. Like, I don't know, man. But, you know, the Jets have familiarity with Aaron Rodgers. I need a Sauce Gardner pick. I need a Sauce Gardner interception off of A-Rod. After he gave him the chain, he put the Icy 8 chain on him. Yeah, I need some sacks. I need a Will Johnson sack. Or Will McDonald, Jermaine Johnson. I don't know, man. Don't boo him. Don't boo Aaron Rodgers. Don't poke the bear. Don't do that. He's got enough motivation. You know, it didn't work out and whatever. You shouldn't boo him because, like, he was willing to come back. He took that flight to come back and try to. Aaron Glenn and Darren Mugi, you know, they said to him, you want to play football? Of course I want to play football. And, like, the last thing I'll say on it before we go back to the Yankee and Met calls at 888-808-1019. You know, these shows, when the game starts at 8:10, I don't get on until 12:30. You can't really do a you know, show on where we are with the Jets and the Giants and the NFL and the Mets and the Yankees, whatever. I'm just kind of rambling. But Aaron Rodgers not winning the Super Bowl this year. I saw Ben Roethlisberger, of course. He's smoking the Pittsburgh pipe, talking about they could win the Super Bowl this year. The Sixburg Steelers, they're going to stay at six. But this is Aaron Rodgers' Super Bowl, folks. Aaron Rodgers coming back to Jet Life Stadium. This is his Super Bowl. Just to kind of thumb his nose, like at the end of the game when they all shake hands and he sees his former Jet teammates and he sees Aaron Glenn and Darren Mugi again in on the field, like in that element where that's his element, not a conference room. Like, ooh, the NFL script writers, boy, they are phenomenal. The NFL script writers, that pen is scorching. I can't wait. 888-808-1019. Nick is in Franklin Square. Nick, you're on the Fan. Nick is in Franklin Square. Nick is gone. We tried. Let's go to Chesky in Queens on the Fan. What's up, Chesky?
Hey, how are you? I clearly agree with you about Volpe. Regarding Devon Williams, I am not a fan of his at all for the Yankees. He's been awful in ninth inning. But he actually, it's not a question of high leverage or leverage. Even in important situations, when he hasn't been closing, he's been pitching actually decent in the early than ninth inning. And if we admit that the umpire actually blew four calls, then that changes the whole context of the game. So I don't know if it's fair to totally kill him.
I don't know. I think it's fair. I just think it's fair because of a track record, right? And so, like, here's another KD Sharp stat. Entering tonight, Devin Williams had allowed a 728 OPS in high leverage plate appearances and a 321 OPS in low leverage plate appearances.
How do we define high or low leverage? What's their definition? Because I think in general, he has always pitched high leverage, just not ninth inning.
Yeah, but that was he came into the game in the eighth inning in a tie game. That's high leverage. Like that's like
no. What I mean to say is, I thought when he's been awful, it's been when he was closing, and when he wasn't closing, he had pitched much better.
No, not always closing. The night that pitched me off, it wasn't a closed situation. It was I think it was the ninth inning, and it was a tie game. There are Devin Williams rules. You don't put him in with a tie game. You don't put him in unless you're down. You don't put him in after the sixth or seventh inning. But they just kept going back to it. They could not just say, hey, we fixed him, or you know, we found a spot for him. They said we fixed him. Now he's got his confidence back up. We can use him how we want to use him. And like use him, but like have a quick hook on him to protect the team and protect his confidence. If you know this umpire is shaky, I'm not letting him continue to face batters to the point where he walks in a run with a 200 batting average guy with three homers. Like, I'm going to get Bednar, and I'm saying, hey, put him to Bednar. You're the bulldog. Give me five outs.
But if the pitches were actually strikes, then it should have been a strikeout, not a walk.
No, the pitches were balls. He said he went back and looked.
The umpire actually blow four pitches. That's a lot.
I went and looked.
The whole context.
Yeah, and even watching in real time, they were borderline. They were close, but like you can't allow it to be borderline close because it's one guy's opinion.
What's more egregious, who's worse than Williams is Duvall has been unpitchable, much worse than Williams every time he pitches.
I was excited about getting him. I thought he's another guy that throws hard.
I can't blame them for getting him because hindsight's always 20/20. The move that made no sense with them getting Bird of the proof is they put him in the minors right away. That one, there was another, just like when the Mets got, how are they supposed to know this would be the result? It doesn't match how the guy pitched before.
There's no way.
If he was a prophet, he'd win the lottery. If you only go by what makes sense, it made sense for them to get Helsley, just that he's blown up in their face, but that's not because it was a bad move. Similarly, the Yankees getting Duvall was a good move. It just hasn't worked out, and putting him in this game with the bases loaded, men on base, when he's wild all over the place, it just doesn't seem to make sense.
That makes
less sense than Williams.
It was stupid. You have a messy guy come in to clean up the mess? That's what I said before. To have Duvall come in to clean up the mess, I don't know what they were thinking. I think they were thinking, we're saving David Bednar for tomorrow. Camilo Duvall has four balks this season. That's the most in MLB. KD Sharp was on it today. She's going to tell you the truth. And, even that balk tonight, like I have a real problem with Austin Wells telling this guy behind the home plate that they're having issues with the pitch comm. You're supposed to be granted a timeout. There's supposed to be some grace for that. Specifically, if he's telling you, we only have one pitch comm and Espanol. This guy speaks Spanish. I don't know, man. I think like that's something that's going to come back up. Like there should be some type of grievance filed. Like the New York Yankees do their due diligence. I know Boone didn't want to make too much about it, but like, come on, bro. If Austin Wells is telling us that in the post game, like, I gotta go check on that. I gotta go check on Buddy. I gotta go ask him. Like, hey, was this something that was brought to your attention and you kind of never mind it? Like that's not right. It's the pitch comm. I don't know. But then there's also a point that what did they do without pitch comm? How did they communicate before pitch comm? Whatever, bro. It's an L. And I just think that it's a game that they should have won. And I think that it was mismanaged. I think that guys did not perform. And there are two guys that we've seen not perform a lot where you're not surprised. You're disappointed, but you're not surprised. 888-808-1019. Steve is out on Long Island on the fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I got to disagree with you on one point. I think it would be really embarrassing if the Yankees were to grieve or protest this game. I mean,
not the game. Specifically, an umpire not acknowledging that they had one pitch comm that speaks Spanish, and they were having issues with that pitch comm. Like, that's something that I feel like is part of the game that an official is supposed to say, oh, okay, give me a second. Let's make sure we get this sorted out before we proceed.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But, you know, this is just a meltdown of the bullpen. And
But before we got in there, right, before we even before Camilo Duvall even got in there, from Will Warren to Fernando Cruz, Luke Weaver, Devin Williams, they gave the lead back. So,
and then did Duvall like let the other shoe drop? I mean, that's my point. I don't even know why Duvall is on this like team. Like this was Cashman's big deadline acquisition. You know, he's the same story as Devin Williams. Why are you gonna bring in another reliever who's a liability for a cardiac arrest situation? You know,
because we didn't know he would be that. Maybe the Giants knew that. Thanks for the call, Steve. We didn't know. Like you had to repair the bullpen. We were throwing Jonathan Loaisiga out there. We were throwing Scott Efros out there. Like we had to repair this bullpen. We were throwing JT Brubaker. We had to get some better guys. Weaver got hurt and missed time. Fernando Cruz got hurt and missed time. You know? I'm sure there's some other bums off the scrap heap that I've already forgotten that the Yankees rolled out there. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Let me make sure I got to everything that I wanted to get to. Oh, Roman Anthony. I didn't mention that. Roman Anthony is going to be done for the regular season. The Yankees won't have to deal with Roman Anthony in Fenway next weekend. It's unfortunate that young man got paid. That young man was balling. And when you think about the big three in Boston of him, Marcelo Meyer, and Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer had a wrist surgery last month, like early August. Christian Campbell got sent down. They might as well call him back up. They traded away Rafael Devers. You don't got to worry about Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers got to worry about Kyle Freeland. Kyle Freeland want all the smoke with him. Over what? He showed me up in my ballpark. Yeah, he showed you up in your ballpark. It's the first inning. It's a two-run bomb. That's out there a mile high in the sky. The unwritten rules of baseball came back. You don't hear about that as much anymore. You know, we used to always hear about the unwritten rules of baseball. They don't exist anymore. But there are still some guys in Major League Baseball that are like, hey, you're not going to show me up. I'm going to let you hear about it. Bench is about to clear. That's what the Mets need. That's what the Mets need, somebody to be pissed off. Like, Kerry Carpenter goes deep. Nah, we got to fight about it. We'll fight everybody. We're gonna benches are going to clear. You guys got to fight Juan Soto. Oh, my God. All this guy does is talk about Juan Soto. Ash is in North Brunswick on the fan. What's up, Ash?
Hey, Keith. First off, I got to say, I really respect how you climbed up the ladder. I'm a high school tutor. I used to deal with a lot of students out in like Red Bank Regional, Ocean Township, Ocean
yeah,
High School.
Short conference.
Yeah.
Short thing.
You know, all the other schools. Rumson Country, mostly. A lot of rich students out there. But
yeah, I know some girls from that way. Yeah.
After a long day of work, and I heard the post game, and all I heard was like, you know, the umpire's call. And I had to look it up. And I know, and then I text my boy Caesar out in L.A., who's a big Yankee fan, big fan of yours, told me, like, don't call him up. Like, there was a lot of bullpen errors. Devin Williams, you know, effed up again. And I understand all of that. I understand all the callers calling in about that. But I saw that pitch. And I heard you a couple of days ago saying, like, this is going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, something like this is going to happen. And, like, I you couldn't be more right. After I saw that call, like, I don't get that. Like, that was – and I don't even know about the Boston Red Sox thing with this Bosch empire, Brian Bosch. You know, I don't get any of that, but, like, you were absolutely right. Like, this is going to happen in the playoffs, like, to a point where they're going to change the rule. I just want to know what you think about that.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
I'm not weighing too heavy. Like, I'm not going to think too much about the loss to the Yankees, but I'm really thinking about, like, you know, what could happen in the playoffs. So I just want to get your thoughts. Thank you.
Yep. You can bank on it. The baseball gods are planning on it. because you've had the automatic balls and strikes system for years now. It's available. I first saw it in action in 2023 at the Futures game in Seattle during the All-Star weekend. Spencer Jones was playing in that game. It was sick. I loved it because, like, it added a flair for the dramatic to the game. It added suspense to, like, yo, like, hey, they're tapping their head. They're about to challenge this. And, like, if we have it, right, if you went to spring training this year, you saw it. I was at Yankee spring training. I sat right by it. They have it. What's the wait? What's the hold up for? We're trying to get it right. So you know what has to happen? Like anything else, when you have the elixir, when you have the remedy, you need someone to, like, I hate to use the phrase die, but, like, you need, because it's not that serious, but, like, someone's season is going to die on a couple egregious calls. And we just got to hope it's not the Mets or Yankees, because we'll never live it down. We'll always remember, like, wow, they took the bat out of this guy's hand, or Stanton didn't come to the plate, or wow, this Judge got rang up on a low strike. It was terrible. This ump had such a God complex. And, you know, like, you think these umps don't know that this is coming? That is when they really, like, start to get exposed even more. When the automatic balls and strike system comes and you're challenged and we're all waiting, dum 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 dum, like, and you're showing up in the game and you're heckled now because those fans are like, this guy sucks. So it's on the way. You can mark my words. We're going to be, and when it happens, like, I don't need credit for it. I just see it coming because this year I feel like more than ever, man, like, this guy, Brian Walsh, tonight, it came up like, and I remember that pitch. It was down the middle. He called it a ball. There are five-year-olds that could stand behind the dish and see that was a strike. The first woman umpire, the first freaking pitch that she called making history, she called incorrectly. gotta love baseball. Gotta love it. It is. It is something else, man. Enjoy the show. That's it for my show. That's all I got, man. Oh, go look up Francisco Alvarez challenging a call down in the minors, and go look at Francisco Alvarez Grand Slam. He will not be deterred. That's my favorite Met. He's coming back. He will not be stopped. And I gotta stop. That's it. Let's see. What else I have in my notes, man? I don't know. Football. Chris McMonagle is coming up next. If you're hanging out on the live stream, stay there. I'm going to drive home, and then I'll join you guys in the chat. That's all I've got for tonight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. See you tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN. New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.